Welcome to Zaslow Show 2.0, presented from day one by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You're dealing with any kind of accident, any personal injury, slip and fall, motorcycle, car accident, bike. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Title sponsors from day number one. No, before day number one of Zaslow Show 2.0, my guys Mark Anajar, Glenn Levine, Ellie Anajar, they believe in me. If you're listening to the show right now and you're dealing with any kind of personal injury, I'm sending you to my friends, Anajar and Levine, Accident Attorneys. You don't have to deal with the insurance companies. You don't have to deal with the medical bills. You need to focus on getting right. That's where they come in. They handle all the stuff that you don't want to be bothered with. You need to make sure you're getting healthy, and they're going to make sure you're getting the money that you deserve. Anajar and Levine, Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Proud title sponsors of Zaslow Show 2.0. Hey, if you've been searching for a refreshing beer that feels like you're back in the Caribbean, well, search no more. Proud sponsor of Zaslow Show 2.0, Johnny Cuba. It's a lifestyle. We're talking European roots with a Caribbean soul, a refreshing German lager in a can. That's right. Pick up a six-pack of Johnny Cuba, Sedano's, Presidente, Winn-Dixie. Got great six-pack deals going on right now. You got hot sauce, that's right, made from selected Caribbean habanero peppers. You know your boy Zaslow loves the hot sauce. Go pick up some Caribbean soul in a can. Johnny Cuba, stay tranquilo. If you're a homeowner, you need to make sure you have the proper coverage. And that's why I'm sending you to Brunt Insurance and Financial Services. The Zaslow family uses Brunt Insurance and Financial Services because we know that if there's, God forbid, an issue with our home, we need to know that we're covered properly. From Pensacola to the Keys and beyond, Brunt Insurance and Financial Services delivers comprehensive insurance and financial solutions tailored to your needs. Since 2013, Brunt Insurance specializes in home and auto insurance. BruntInsurance.com. You could also check them out on social media at Brunt Insurance. Look, the market's confusing. Let Brunt Insurance sort it all out for you with their fully licensed staff, and they know the area. The Zaslow family uses Brunt Insurance to make sure that they're covered, and that's why I'm sending you to them as well. BruntInsurance.com, 954-589-2204. Welcome aboard. This is Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome, Zaslow Show 2.0. It is a Friday, the 26th of May. Good to have you aboard. We are a Blue Wire podcast presented, as always, by Anajar and Levine, Accident Attorneys. 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. If you're involved in any kind of an accident, doesn't matter what kind, slip and fall, car accident, boating, motorcycle, I'm sending you to the best accident attorneys around. They're going to treat you like family. If you listen to Zaslow Show 2.0, I practically consider you family, and I want to make sure you get taken care of. And when you're dealing with a personal injury, you got to focus on your health. Let the best, Anajar and Levine, accident attorneys, they're going to take care of the rest for you. They will treat you like family. There's nowhere else for you to go. 800-747-FREE. Anajar and Levine, accident attorneys, 800-747-3733. So, we start the show today not the way that we were hoping to get this thing going. The Miami Heat now, 0-2. They had four total chances to close out the Boston Celtics. They are now 0-2, and now officially, not that the Heat are in trouble. They're not in trouble, but they're now in the pressure cooker. Make no mistake about it. The Boston Celtics are still the ones in trouble. Just like going into Game 6, The Heat hosting the New York Knicks? The Knicks are the one in trouble. We don't want to have to go to a Game 7, but the Heat are not facing elimination. The Knicks are. It's the same thing here. Yes, the Heat were up 3-0. They're now up 3-2. If someone would have said to you, if someone would have pulled you aside at the start of this series, said, hey, random dude, do you think it'd be a good situation for the Miami Heat to be up 3-2 against the Boston Celtics with a chance to close out the series? Is that something you would be interested in? And everybody would say, yes, that's something I'm interested in. So they're in the pressure cooker now. But make no mistake about it, the Heat are still in a good spot. So, like I said, not the situation we were hoping to start the show in today, but it is what it is. We have a scenario tomorrow night that sets up, you know, we've been talking about this all throughout the week because of the Panthers, right? We've been talking about the idea of trying to catch those great sports moments. And the Panthers gave us one two nights ago, an all-time sports moment. Well, as a result of the Heat fumbling the last couple of games, and yes, like, it would have been so cool to give the Celtic fans some hope after Game 4 and staying alive, and then ripping their heart out in Game 5 in Boston. That would have been great. But the reality of it is, being able to close this thing out on the home floor, you're in a situation where you can have an all-time great Miami Heat sports moment. The Panthers gave us one, and now the Miami Heat, they can do the exact same thing. Look, it was always crazy to believe the Heat are going to sweep the Boston Celtics. It's a really good team. And you've seen this the last couple games. And hell, the first two games were both really close, and we know how great the Heat are in close games, close and late. This is a really good Boston Celtics team. This was never going to come easy. It's a playoffs, man. If you got a team that's going to get to the NBA Finals, you don't think there's going to be some serious road bumps along the way? You don't think this team is going to have to face some kind of adversity? The Heat faced practically no adversity in the first round against Milwaukee. So it was 1-1 after the first two games in Milwaukee. I guess, like, did the Heat face adversity when they were down double figures early in the fourth quarter? Jimmy went crazy, 56 points. I mean, like, is that the adversity? I don't know, maybe a little bit. But they didn't really face any adversity against Milwaukee. They didn't face any adversity against New York. You knew beyond a shadow of a doubt the Heat were winning, excuse me, games 3 and 4 at home to go up 3-1. And then when we came back here for game 6, yeah, you don't want to go to New York for game 7, but you knew the end result was the Heat winning game 6 on their home floor. They were not losing any home games to New York. And now this series, the Heat go up 3-0. You didn't think that in order to get to the NBA Finals as an 8 seed, that the Heat were not going to face any kind of adversity? You don't think they're going to beat the number 1 seed, and then they're going to beat the number 5 seed, and then they're going to beat the number 2 seed, all the way to an historic postseason run for a number 8 seed, and there wasn't going to be any kind of adversity along the way? It's crazy. It's crazy. The Heat are up 3-2 with a chance to close this thing out on their home floor. They're in a great spot. Make no mistake about it. So, like, I know we're all angry. And look, I wanted to kick a hole through the television last night. I did. But here's the thing. I wasn't at home. So here's what happened. By the way, here's what we got. So we're going to start out on the Heat. Obviously, we're going to do mostly Heat. And then we'll get to the Panthers because we'll get all this out of our system from last night. And then we'll talk a little bit more about the Panthers and how all day yesterday we're all watching highlights of the greatest Florida Panther of all time. Of course, we'll talk about the Rat King, Matthew Tkachuk. So we'll get to that. That'll make us all feel better. We got big game or not a big game. It's Friday. You know how we do. We got big movie or not a big movie. Hey, we got some time on our hands now this weekend, right? Because tonight is the first night in 10 nights. This whole scenario started last Wednesday, right? We had out of a possible 14, we had 9 straight nights of Heat or Panther conference championship games. Tonight is our first night off. We all got to reconnect with the family. We all got to get to know our spouse or our boyfriend or our girlfriend again. We all got to spend some time with the kids. And it's Memorial Day weekend. So we're all reconnecting with the family now this weekend. We finally have a night off. So we're all in the same boat here. So, hey, you know, we got to tell you if it's a big movie or not a big movie. I can tell you right now, the Zaslow family tomorrow morning, because tomorrow, very big sports day. Obviously, tomorrow night, Game 6, Eastern Conference Finals. The Heat are going to win the Eastern Conference Championship tomorrow night. And in the afternoon, we have WWE Night of Champions. They're in Saudi Arabia, so that's in the afternoon. So tomorrow morning, the Zaslow fam, we're going as a family, the whole crew. We're going to see the new Fast and the Furious movie, Fast X. Will that be a big movie or not a big movie? I don't know. I'm not going to spoil it for you, all right? But we're all spending family time at some point this weekend, because finally tonight, for the first night in 10 nights, we have an off night. Like, all the wives are super happy about that, right? Like, my wife said to me this morning, hey, so is there a game tonight? And I said, no. All the wives are asking us the same thing. All the wives are thinking of the same thing. Is there another game tonight? No, there is not. So we're all spending family time tonight. So, like I said, we're going to do mostly Heat basketball today. I wanted to kick a hole in the television last night, but I was not home for most of the game last night. So my son had soccer training last night, and so I took him to soccer training, and I watched almost the entire game from the first quarter to early in the fourth quarter, or like mid-fourth quarter. I only saw the second half of the fourth quarter at home. I brought my laptop with me. I watched almost the whole game in my car while my son had soccer training. That's amazing, right? How we could do that now. Like, when I was a kid, or you know, if my father was as into sports or as into the Heat as I am, and he had to take me to soccer training, he wouldn't be able to watch the game, you know? I could totally watch the game like normal. I brought my iPad in the car, and yeah, just sat there. I watched the game, so it was totally cool. And yeah, I was super aggravated, and it was the type of game where I felt like kicking a hole in the television. Because you knew, we all knew, that game was over 8 minutes in. No chance. We had no chance. We were so bad from the get-go. You can't win a game in the first quarter, all right? But you can absolutely lose a game in the first quarter. And that game was lost in the first quarter last night. So, where do we start here? Okay. The coach decides to go with Kyle Lowry in the starting lineup. I don't have a problem with that. We talked about it yesterday. You know, I think a guy like Haywood Highsmith was in consideration. And, you know, because the coach doesn't like to screw up the rotations. If you're missing a starter, he'll usually pluck a guy from the end of the bench and plug him in so he doesn't have to mess up. You know, the starting rotation is already going to be different, and this way the second rotation, the second team, doesn't have to be any different. So he usually likes to pluck a guy on the back end, but it's the playoffs, so it's a little bit different. You know, like, do you want to put Caleb Martin in the starting lineup? It's been so great. Do you want to mess with what he's been doing with that second unit? But you want another ball handler in the starting lineup? You don't really need another ball handler in the starting lineup because it's not as if Gabe Vincent is setting up the offense. Butler and Bam are setting up the offense. But the coach decided, and I don't blame him here. The coach decided, you know what? We're paying Kyle Lowry $30 million. He's a champion point guard. He's been in this spot many a times. Is it too much to ask for Kyle Lowry to not be horrific? That's not too much to ask. So I had no problem with the coach putting Kyle Lowry into the starting lineup. Help initiate offense, handle the basketball, make a couple winning plays. Like, can Kyle Lowry one time, when the team needs him. Just one time. Can he one time when the team needs him not even have a big game? Can he just have a good game? Can he step in one time and have a decent performance? You know, it shouldn't be much to ask for from Kyle Lowry to help replace Gabe Vincent. Think about that. And I'm not trying to minimize Gabe Vincent. He's been great this series and has likely made himself a lot of money this summer. But it shouldn't be a big ask to pay Kyle Lowry, a champion point guard, $30 million and have him fill in admirably for Gabe Vincent. Shouldn't be a big ask. And he was the worst player on the floor last night. He was horrific. So, what? Now you may be saying to yourself, Zaslow, why are you pointing at Kyle Lowry? Bam wasn't good. Jimmy wasn't good. The reason I point right to Kyle Lowry, as opposed to Bam and Jimmy, who also stunk. They stunk. Is because we just needed something from Lowry. You know, we almost always get something. We almost always get greatness from Jimmy Butler. We almost always get something. We almost always get really good play from Bam Adebayo. Can we get something from Kyle Lowry with Gabe Vincent out one time? That's why I point to him first. He's such a bum. And you knew it right from the get-go. Like, holy crap. Fumbling the ball, passing right to the Celtics, refusing to shoot the ball, refusing to take mid-range jumpers. He's such a bum. He couldn't even look like a competent player out there. You can't win the game in the first quarter. You can absolutely lose the game in the first quarter. And that's exactly what happened last night. And Lowry played a major role in that. It wasn't even like, hey, can you fill in for Gabe Vincent and be really good? How about settling for filling in for Gabe Vincent and not being horrible? He couldn't even do that. He was horrific. I wish he wouldn't play the rest of the series. He is such a bum. I would say there's no way you could start him now. So, well, Gabe's going to play. At the very least, he's going to try and give it a go, you would expect. Gabe's going to play on Saturday. And look, Bam and Jimmy stunk also. Totally stunk. Jimmy, really for the second game in a row, is missing shots around the basket. And Jimmy got off to a nice start. Like, okay, looks all right. But Jimmy was not good last night. Bam was terrible last night. And you look at Bam's final numbers, you want to talk about empty stats. Those are empty stats. The way Bam played in the third quarter, they needed that out of him right from the get-go. The Heat are a completely different team, and a completely different team this series when Bam asserts his will, when he makes his presence felt, when he makes that Celtic defense feel him. And he wasn't doing that yesterday in the first half. Bam, you got in the third quarter. That's the guy you need from the start. And that's another area where we lost the game in the first quarter. So you want to talk about empty stats. Bam gave you empty stats last night. Can't start Lowry ever again, though. If Vincent doesn't play Saturday, and I think he will, but if Vincent doesn't play Saturday, you probably go Highsmith. Highsmith did terrific yesterday. Knocked down a couple threes. He's a great defender. I would go Highsmith because, like, the Heat's offense was fine yesterday. I mean, turning the ball over all over the place, but the Heat's offense was fine. Highsmith hit quarter threes, play awesome defense. Just our defense was terrible. The Celtics were unconscious from three. And the giveaways, the turnovers, you can't win like that. Can't do it, not on the road. We don't care about that building. We don't care about playing in that building, but you can't just give the ball away. I also think we see Hero Saturday night. I know they're you know, everything we've heard so far, he's not even close. I don't know about that. Like, you would expect his conditioning, his cardio would still be okay because there's nothing wrong with his legs. I would imagine while in the cast, he's keeping up cardio and staying in shape. Yesterday, he was shooting around before the game, using his right hand, shooting regular jumpers. I would say, now, he's not going to start when he comes back. I would say Saturday night, you give Hero a shot. I would give him the Mike Miller treatment, where he comes off the bench, and if he can be effective for his first few minutes out there, you stick with him. If he's not effective, all right, we gave it a try. I think you're going to see Hero Saturday night. And I think doing it at home, like as opposed to seeing Hero yesterday, I think it gives you an extra jolt in front of the home crowd. I think reintroducing him at home is the way to go. I think Hero plays tomorrow night. I think he comes off the bench. And I think you need it because at this point, a super rusty hasn't played in a month, Tyler Hero. Who would you rather off the bench, Lowry or Hero? I mean, give me a break. I can't believe it. Actually, can't believe it. No, I couldn't fathom what a bum Kyle Lowry was last night. Terrible. Now, he's going to play tomorrow night, Lowry. I wish he wouldn't. But I think we're going to see Hero. Hopefully, Vincent is back. If he's not, I would go Highsmith in the starting lineup. And I think we're going to see Tyler Hero off the bench tomorrow night. So, we got that off our chest. The Celtics are a great team. We know that. But again, let's not pretend like the Heat are not in a good spot right now. They are absolutely in a good spot, and they are absolutely still in control of this series. I'm not the only one. Look, we're all bummed out, right? We're all pissed off with what we watched last night. I was talking to the Greensteins, my guys, Water Cleanup of Florida. They're super pissed off about what happened last night. They're huge Miami sports fans, Heat, Panthers. Let me tell you, I've already had several people reach out to me on Twitter. They've been using Water Cleanup of Florida since hearing on my show. I'm so thrilled you guys are using them because they're the best around out there. I already told you guys, if you're listeners of Zaslow Show 2.0, you're my great friends, and I want to make sure you're taken care of. And if you got a leak in your house and you don't know where it's coming from, oh, it's got to be so frustrating. Call or text Water Cleanup of Florida, 954-900-8635. Water Cleanup of Florida, we're talking over 60 years of combined experience. Their team is prepared to handle all types of leak detection issues 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. After the leak has been located and repaired, Water Cleanup of Florida is then going to clean, dry, and fully restore the damaged areas. They're fully licensed, insured, and certified to provide the one-stop shopping that all of us busy homeowners and business owners require. With Water Cleanup of Florida, there's no need to bring on other contractors. They're handling the entire project from start to finish. Water Cleanup of Florida serving the entire Tri-County area, Miami-Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach counties. Hey, follow them on Facebook and Instagram. Check out more than 80 five-star reviews on Google. Water Cleanup of Florida, 954-900-8635. Water Cleanup of Florida, we clean up your schmutz. So, we're obviously pissed off about last night. But the Heat are still in control. They're still in a good spot. And now, hey, forget about those last couple games. I already told you. I said this after game four. I'd rather lose being outplayed, being out-physical, being out-hustled, then losing a tight game like the first couple games that Boston lost. Because then it feels like we're not, like, we had a chance, we didn't execute. The Heat team, clearly, the Heat team we've seen the last two games, that ain't us. There's a thousand times room to improve. You lose a really tight game, there's not necessarily room to improve. I'd rather lose like last night than have my guts ripped out losing a tight game. And the Heat are great in tight games. I think you're going to see the offense, and I'm pretty sure this is what they did in the series against Milwaukee. I think you're going to see the offense running through Bam. When the offense runs through Bam, we've seen so far this postseason, that's a major offensive change that the Heat can make. I think you're going to see the offense running through Bam. And on the defensive end, like, we can't, and Reggie Miller said this during the broadcast last night. I don't love Reggie on the broadcast, but he's right. The Heat normally like to pack the paint and give up the three. Can't give up both. Can't give up the paint and give up the three. And that's what happened last night. And obviously the turnovers. The Heat are a great ball possession team. They're a great ball movement team. They're one of the best in taking care of the basketball. For me, that's the main reason we lost last night. Cannot give up the ball. Like, you gotta care for the basketball. And the Heat did not care for the basketball last night. So that's the bad, obviously. There was a lot of bad last night. But if you're looking for me to make you feel better, a lot of times one of our teams will have a terrible game, the Heat, the Dolphins, the Panthers, and you want to put on your favorite show, Zaslow Show 2.0. All right, Zaslow, help me feel good. And I'm not always going to do that. Like, nah, if you're really shitty about that, I'm not going to make you feel good today. I am going to make you feel good about tomorrow. I am. Game 6. And you know we've been talking about this all week. Trying to catch those all-time sports moments. Trying to catch that forever sports moment. And tomorrow night, even though last night was super shit, tomorrow night presents another opportunity to catch that all-time sports moment. I think tomorrow night's going to be tremendous. I think we're going to have an epic game tomorrow night. Game 6 in the Heat's house has a chance to be an all-time memorable game, and you can't shy away from that. Like, you're a little bit nervous, right? Well, maybe you're a lot bit nervous, but you're a little bit nervous right now, blowing a 3-0 lead. Yeah, like, blowing a 3-0 lead, you're an all-time laughingstock. You'll never live it down. The team will never live it down. That's forever. And that's scary. I get it. But don't, if you're a Heat fan, do not shy away from what can be such a great moment tomorrow night. Winning the Eastern Conference Championship on your home floor against your biggest rival to cap off an historic run as a number 8 seed. All of that is on the table tomorrow night right in front of you. Don't run from that. Don't shy away from it. Tomorrow night has so much potential to be epic. It has so much potential to be an all-time sports memory. Don't shy away from it. Catch that sports moment tomorrow night. We're in a good spot. It doesn't feel good the last couple games. That's a really good team. And the idea of being able to win the Eastern Conference Championship without any adversity. I mean, last year, going into Game 6 in Boston, we're scared as hell, right? They had a chance to close us out. We went there and we won. You got a chance for an all-time sports moment with the Heat tomorrow night. And yeah, they were up 3-0, now it's 3-2. But the reality is, the Heat are up 3-2 and can close it out on their home floor. We're in a good spot. You're not going to convince me otherwise. The Celtics are allowed to win a couple games. They're a really good team. It was never realistic to sweep this team. Having a chance to win this series at home, which is the opportunity that we have, is a good scenario. Don't watch national TV today. Don't watch ESPN. Don't watch Fox Sports 1. I'm not watching any of that bullshit. Don't watch it. Like, last night, the postgame show came on TNT. I turned that shit off. I'm not watching that. Get away from it. Plug back in tomorrow night. And here's also the thing. This isn't Philly that Boston's playing with a chance to close it out Game 6 on their home floor. This isn't Philly with Embiid and Harden shrinking in the moment. With Embiid and Harden and Doc Rivers choking like they do best. The Heat are ready for this moment. The Heat are built for this moment. You got to have some adversity. Well, we're facing it now. And you're going to get the best effort of the season from the Heat tomorrow. So, if you were looking to turn on Zaslow Show 2.0 today and say, hey, maybe my guy Zaslow will make me feel better. I hope I did. Don't shy away from a chance at an all-time sports moment tomorrow night. Yeah, we're going to be nervous. It's going to be really intense. And the game's going to be really close. We're not going to blow them out. We're not. It's good. Like, they're going to have to earn it tomorrow night. It's going to be really close, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Don't shy away from that shit. I'm telling you. We're going to have a lot of fun tomorrow. I wanted to kick a hole in my TV last night, but now we got to move on. Butch the F up. Playoffs are super hard. Eastern Conference Championship, super hard. Butch the F up. We have a golden opportunity tomorrow night. It's right in front of us. Don't shy away from that shit, all right? Come on. This stuff is hard. Tomorrow night is, I mean, it really has so much potential to be so great. All right. So you guys know what it is. It's Friday. You're probably saying to yourself, Zaslow, come on. Wait, there's so much happening this weekend. Is it a big game? Or is it not a big game? That's right. Big game or not a big game, every Friday brought to us by Brunt Insurance, the only insurance agency I send you to. I've been getting my homeowner's insurance with Brunt Insurance for about 10 years now. It's the only insurance agency I'm ever going to use. And you know what? They were just recently ranked top 5 in the entire country, number 1 in Florida. BruntInsurance.com, 954-589-2204, from Pensacola all the way down to the Keys and beyond. Brunt Insurance is delivering comprehensive insurance tailored exactly to your needs. You're going to get on the phone, 954-589-2204. Hey, when I want to talk to the man, Greg Brunt himself, I get him on the phone right away, okay? But his entire team, fully licensed staff, they know exactly where you're calling from. They know the market. They know what type of insurance coverage you need. You'll tell them what kind of home you have, townhouse, single family, two-story. Hey, maybe you rent. Renter's insurance. Maybe you're in a condo. You need condo insurance. You need motorcycle, car, boat insurance. The only insurance agency that I'm going to send you to is the one I've been using for 10 years now. BruntInsurance.com, 954-589-2204. Let's get to big game or not a big game. First up, okay, tonight, 9:38 p.m. If you tune in at 9:39, you're late. If you tune in at 9:37, you're early. 9:38 p.m., Bally Sports Florida. Miami Marlins at L.A. Angels. The Marlins are a game under 500. They just lost 3 out of 4 to Colorado. The Angels, desperate to keep Ohtani. They're 28-23. The Marlins have Jesus Luzardo on the hill tonight. Can he help stop the bleeding? Marlins at Angels. Not a big game. I'm sorry, it's not a big game. Nobody cares about the Marlins right now. Big game or not a big game? All right. Saturday, special start time. 1 p.m. Peacock. WWE Night of Champions. They're live in Saudi Arabia. Make sure you listen tomorrow. We're going to do a full recap. It's still real to me right here on Zaslow Show 2.0 right after Night of Champions. We're doing a full recap tomorrow afternoon. So probably around 5, 6 p.m.-ish, all right? 1 p.m. tomorrow because the time difference in Saudi. That's right. Saudi Arabia is getting a massive show. Headlined, of course, by the WWE Undisputed Tag Team Championship. Roman Reigns, your tribal chief. The undisputed WWE Universal Champion and Solo Sikoa, the Enforcer, the Street Champ. They are fighting the tag champs Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. That's going to be awesome. Hey, you got the new WWE World Championship, which is going to be crowned tomorrow. AJ Styles versus Seth Rollins. Those are the two headline matches. Actually, it's a triple main event. You also have the American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes, against the Beast, Brock Lesnar. Cody Rhodes is going through hard times, Daddy. WWE Night of Champions, that's a big game. Know it. All right, everybody calm down. Saturday night, 7:30, Apple Plus. Inter Miami at Montreal. That's right. Inter Miami, they've lost a couple games in a row in league play, but in the U.S. Open Cup, they beat Nashville earlier in the week, so they're now in the round of 8. in that tournament. Inter Miami, though, overall, they're 12th in the Eastern Conference. They're 5-8 overall, 5-8-0. They've lost two in a row. Let's see how many points they have. They have 15 points. So they're three back of the final playoff spot. I mean, look, we're only a third of the way into the season, so whatever. But Inter Miami at CF Montreal, who is 5-8-0 as well, also 15 points. So these are two teams battling right now near the bottom of the Eastern Conference. Inter Miami at Montreal, not a big game. Not a big game. There's too much else going on. Speaking of which, Saturday night, 8:30, TNT, Boston Celtics, boo, at your Miami Heat Game 6. It's all on the line. I mean, most everyone is going to say whoever wins this game is going to win the series. Obviously, if the Heat win, they're going to win the series. If it goes to Boston for Game 7, everyone's going to pick the Boston Celtics. The Celtics are already a 4.5-point favorite tomorrow. This is going to be it has potential to be an all-time sports moment for the South Florida sports fan. This game is going to be phenomenal. I don't need to sell you on it. I've spent the first 30 minutes of the show today selling you on it. Celtics at Heat, Game 6, that's a big game. All right, everybody calm down. Got one more. Sunday night, 8 p.m., pay-per-view, AEW, Double or Nothing. That's right. A huge pay-per-view card for AEW. I think there's like 9 or 10 matches headlined by the AEW World Championship is on the line. A four-way, four pillars match. The champion, Top Jew, MJF, Maxwell Jacob Friedman against Jungle Boy Jack Perry, against Sammy Guevara, against Darby Allin. This is a massive card. You got the Elite, Kenny Omega, the Young Bucks, Hangman Adam Page against those bastards, the Blackpool Combat Club. That's like an Anarchy in the Arena match, they're calling it. This is a major, major card. It's going to be a long show. It's going to be a great show. AEW, Double or Nothing, Sunday night. That's a big game. And that right there is another edition. A big game or not a big game, brought to us as always every Friday by Brunt Insurance. Get your insurance coverage. Homeowners, automobile, boat, motorcycle, the only insurance agency you're ever going to hear on this show. Bruntinsurance.com, 954-589-2204. I hope you guys were able to sleep okay last night. I mean, I sleep on sheets and giggles. You guys know that. I still had a hard time sleeping. But the sleep I got was great because of Sheets and Giggles, all right? Go to sheetsgiggles.com. If you can't find the right sheets, you're not as comfortable as you can be. You're getting hot, you get the sweats at night because your sheets aren't breathable, they're not soft, they're not cool. Well, you want the coolest sheets around? Sheetsgiggles.com. The Zaslow family are now 4 of over 100,000 Americans who are sleeping on Sheets and Giggles, and we're never switching. Sheetsgiggles.com, use promo code HEAT. You'll get 25% off in your checkout. Use promo code Zaslow. You'll get 20% off checkout your first order. Sheetsgiggles.com. I'm excited to be meeting up with my man Colin, founder and CEO of Sheets and Giggles. We're going to the Stanley Cup Finals. That's right. Me and my man Colin, courtesy of Sheets and Giggles, of course. I think we're going to Game 4. We're going to Game 4, Stanley Cup Finals. I've never been to a Stanley Cup Final game, and that's all courtesy of my guy Colin at Sheets and Giggles. So you know they're huge supporters of Zaslow Show 2.0, huge supporters of the Greg Cody Show podcast with Greg Cody, that's right. And he's a huge South Florida sports fan. He's flying in for the Stanley Cup Finals. But most importantly, environmentally friendly, cares about the earth, and cares about how we're sleeping. Sheets and Giggles, best sheets around, sheetsgiggles.com. I will tell you, though, I got to be perfectly honest. I thought going into the game last night, all right, if the Heat lose, what the Panthers did the night before will take some of the sting off of it. I was still pretty pissed off last night. Now, maybe today, it's helped me cope with last night. Now, also what's helped me cope with the Heat last night was in my heart, I do believe the Heat are going to win tomorrow, and I think it's going to be a tremendous game. But also right now, what's helping me cope with last night is what the Panthers did a couple nights ago. I spent all day yesterday. I'm sure you guys did too. I spent all day yesterday just watching highlights, finding pictures, searching for cool shots. I just reliving all of it. I got to tell you one thing about the end of the Panther game the other night. So, the Panthers and Matthew Tkachuk gave us one of the all-time great moments in South Florida sports history. They gave us the greatest moment in Florida Panther history. And by the way, I urge you, if you didn't hear Zaslow Show 2.0 yesterday, go back and listen to Zaslow Show 2.0 yesterday, and especially my conversation with Panther great Billy Lindsay, who was super emotional that night on NHL Network's postgame show. Not on the Bally, not on the local postgame show, on the national postgame show on NHL Network. He was super emotional, and I loved it. And he was emotional yesterday talking with me. He was phenomenal talking yesterday with me about, you know, what the Stanley Cup means and feeling like he's still part of it because he's still part of the team and that this is the next best thing, that this is winning this. This is trying to win the Stanley Cup still, this run that the Panthers are on. And you could feel it. You could hear it from him yesterday. I really urge you, if you're a Panther fan, go back and listen to Billy on my show yesterday because he did such a great job just portraying what the team means to him, what the community means to him, and what the Stanley Cup means to him. And he's still fighting for that Stanley Cup with this team. Go back and listen to it. I mean, it's like I got goosebumps right now telling you about it. It was really inspiring. And he's just the best dude. So go back and listen to it. Anyway, I got to tell you. And you know, I've talked about this kind of stuff before with the phones, right? Stop with the phones, right? And I really think part of what's taken away from amazing crowds at pro wrestling, right, is the phones. Instead of jumping up and down and cheering, you got the phones out. And at concerts, you got the phones out. Live in the moment. Be in it. And the crowd, obviously, at the Panther game was phenomenal a couple nights ago. And the place is going apeshit when Tkachuk scores the winner. And there's this one shot, it's a great photo, where Tkachuk scores the winner, and he's on his knees with the arms raised, and he's super excited. And you could see, and the glass is behind them, and it's like kind of like a wide shot, so you could see the fans who are in the first couple rows, and they're going crazy. And they're jumping up and down. And there's this one couple in the shot, and they're hugging, they're in each other's arms, and they're hugging, and the emotion is so wonderful. And then there's this one guy. I think he's wearing one of the Blue Panther jerseys. And it's like, shame on you, man. Everyone else is jumping around, and the emotion and the look on their face and the arms are raised. And this guy's got the phone out, and he's recording. And he's recording Matthew Tkachuk. And I'm sure he's super happy. I mean, he's sitting in the front row. I'm sure he paid an insane amount of dollars. I'm sure he's really happy, but you wouldn't be able to tell. He's got the phone out and he's recording what's in front of him. And you know what, man? You're never going to be in that moment ever again. Not just because it's been 27 years, but because 4.3 seconds left to win the Eastern Conference Championship. It's the latest a goal has ever been scored to win a conference championship in the Stanley Cup playoffs. That moment's never going to happen again. And you're more worried about capturing it on your phone. And everyone else around you is living the greatest sports moment of their life. And you just got the phone recording and trying to stand really still because you want to get the good recording. You want to get the good video. How could you not be in the moment? How could you not want to jump around? and jump in the arms of the person you're there with. You know, every one of these Panther games, every one of these games they win in overtime, which they won, what, six of them? And then the last second with Tkachuk the other day, so it's really like seven. Every one of them, the first thing I do when I'm jumping around, I'm hugging my son. How can you have your phone out? How can you be recording? Be in it, man. Live the moment. It's never going to, like, you missed it. You missed the opportunity. It's never going to happen again. I don't get it. That makes me crazy. Am I the only one who feels that way? Be in it, man. Live the moment. You missed it. You missed the moment. You missed the opportunity. Crazy to me. So anyway, hey, if you're looking to get after it this weekend, what better way than with a six-pack of cold Johnny in your right hand and enjoying your weekend? That's right. It's Memorial Day weekend. You're barbecuing. You're doing all that good stuff. And you got to get your favorite beer out there. We're talking about the official beer of Zaslow Show 2.0. Of course, we're talking about Johnny Cuba. European roots with a Caribbean soul. A refreshing German lager in a can. Hey, don't forget, you love the hot sauce, that Johnny Cuba Picante hot sauce. Oh, the lemon peppers. I love it. I put it on everything. I put it on my meat. I put it on fish tacos. We're having fish tacos tonight in the Zaslow Mansion. I'll put it on my fish tacos tonight. I put it on chicken. I even put it on my macaroni and cheese. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Whatever. I'm telling you, that Johnny Cuba Picante hot sauce. Hey. But it's Memorial Day weekend. You got to pick up yourself a six-pack at your local Sedano's, Presidente, Winn-Dixie, Fresco y Mas. Make sure you drink responsibly. And, of course, don't forget Johnny Cuba's mantra, stay tranquilo. So, you already know. I already told you. For the first time in 10 nights now, tonight's night number 10, we do not have a game. No Panthers, no Heat. So, we're reconnecting with the families. We're getting to know each other. And you may be saying to yourself, Zaslow, I gotta know. Is it a big movie or is it not a big movie? Yes. Big movie or not a big movie, here's what we got for you this week. First movie is called About My Father. This movie is rated PG-13. It's out in theaters today. It's a comedy. It's got language. It's got suggestive material. It's got some partial nudity. So maybe you'll see some side boob. I don't know. You got to go see it. It stars my favorite comedian, Sebastian Maniscalco, Robert De Niro, Leslie Bibb. Okay. All right. Good cast. Here's what it's about. The hottest comic in America, Sebastian Maniscalco, joins forces with legendary Italian-American and two-time Oscar winner Robert De Niro in the new comedy About My Father. The film centers around Sebastian, who is encouraged by his fiance to bring his immigrant hairdresser father, Salvo, to a weekend get-together with her super-rich and exceedingly eccentric family. The weekend develops into what can only be described as a culture clash, leaving Sebastian and Salvo to discover that the great thing about family is everything about family. All right. Rotten Tomatoes media score, 26%. Very low. They're telling you it's terrible. Rotten Tomatoes audience score, 77%. I love Sebastian Maniscalco. I'm going big movie. I'm not going to see it in the theaters. I will definitely see it when it's streaming. About My Father, I'm going big movie. Big movie or not a big movie? This one is called You Hurt My Feelings. It is in theaters. Rated R. It's got language. It's a comedy. It stars Julia Louis-Dreyfus. We love her. It also stars Tobias Menzies. I don't know him. Whatever. Here's what it's about. Beth, a popular writer, and her husband Don, a well-liked teacher, share the kind of relationship that truly, seriously, for the love of God, cannot be real. That is, they're actually in love. Even after decades of marriage, parenting, and their own successful careers, their physical spark has somehow not diminished. In fact, they seem to relish the opportunity to share a single ice cream cone and drive others, including their son Charlie, mad. Should it come as a surprise, then, that his own marriage is in crisis. But when Beth discovers that Don has been untruthful to her about his opinion of her work for years, Beth's world comes crashing down. Has their whole relationship been one big fat lie. Rotten Tomatoes audience score. Media score. Certified fresh 96%. There's no audience score yet. I think this movie sounds great and really funny. I'm going big movie. We're 2 for 2. All right. Big movie or not a big movie? This one is called The Little Mermaid. It is out in theaters today. It's rated PG. It's got some scary images. It's got some action and peril. It's a kid's family fantasy kind of deal. It stars Halle Bailey. Not to be confused with Halle Berry. Halle Bailey and Jonah Howard King and Javier Bardem and Melissa McCarthy. Here's what it's about. The youngest of King Triton's daughters and the most defiant, Ariel, longs to find out more about the world beyond the sea. And while visiting the surface, falls for the dashing Prince Eric. While mermaids are forbidden to interact with humans, Ariel must follow her heart. She makes a deal with the evil sea witch Ursula, which gives her a chance to experience life on land, but ultimately places her life and her father's crown in jeopardy. Rotten Tomatoes media score, 68%. So I'm telling you, it's all right. Rotten Tomatoes audience score, 95%. Now, I really think the Disney remade live action movies are hit or miss. I loved Jungle Book. Great movie. Great live action adaptation. Lion King, I was very disappointed with. The Little Mermaid. I'm going big movie. I'm doing it. I'm going big movie. We will see it. I'm going big movie. Finally, got one more for you here. This movie is called The Machine. It is in theaters today. It is rated R. It's got some sexual references, pervasive language, drug use, and strong violence. It stars Bert Kreischer, Mark Hamill. How about that? Here's what it's about. Bert Kreischer rose to fame as a stand-up comedian known as The Machine. And in his signature set, he recounts his true experience with Russian mobsters while on a booze-soaked college trip. Now, 23 years later, that trip has come back to haunt him as he and his estranged father are kidnapped back to Russia by the mob to atone for something they say he did. Together, Bert and his father must retrace the steps of his younger self in the midst of a war within a sociopathic crime family, all while attempting to find common ground in their often fraught relationship. There is no Rotten Tomatoes media score yet, which is always a bad sign. It means they have not sent it out for screening. But so far, the Rotten Tomatoes audience score, 99%. This movie looks crazy. I'm a fan of Bert Kreischer. I'm going big movie. That's right, 4 for 4 big movies today on Zaslow Show 2.0. And that right there is another edition, a big movie or not a big movie. Wow. What? 4 for 4. All right. Finally, let's get to Big Deal or Not a Big Deal, always brought to us by Water Cleanup of Florida. Hey, if you're dealing with mold or water damage or fire damage in your home, it could be a really big deal. Maybe it's not a big deal. I don't know. But Water Cleanup of Florida, they're here to tell you. Licensed general contractor providing the A to Z service, one-stop shopping that all of us busy homeowners and business owners require. Water Cleanup of Florida, 954-900-8635. Water Cleanup of Florida will tell you if it's a big deal or not a big deal. Big deal or not a big deal. So last night, the Florida Panthers sitting around, getting healthy, resting up, getting ready for the Stanley Cup Finals. The Las Vegas Knights had a chance last night to clinch the Western Conference Championship in a sweep, but Dallas staved off elimination in overtime.
It's all alone! Stopped by Hill! Sprawling save! Haskinen, they score! Joe Pavelski! A power play goal! And the Stars are still alive!
All right, that's good for the Panthers. Let them keep playing. Let them keep beating each other up. This way they don't move up the Stanley Cup Finals because there was potential to move it up to the 31st. Now it looks like it'll likely start on the 3rd. Game 5 in Vegas tomorrow night. That's a big deal. big deal or not a big deal? So the Marlins yesterday, they had a chance to split a four-game series with the lowly Rockies. They could not take advantage. The Rockies walked it off.
Ground ball, and that's through for a base hit, and the Rockies win it.
Threw him a changeup in the 0-2 count.
Three ninth-inning walks before the base hit off the bat of Ezekiel Tovar.
Yeah, I'm going not a big deal. No one's paying attention to the Marlins right now. They're now a game under 500. Terrible job losing 3 out of 4 in Colorado. Not a big deal. Big deal or not a big deal? So how about this? The NBA Rules Competition Committee, they are discussing something that I have suggested for years now. Giving out technical fouls for flopping. You want to stop the flopping once and for all. You want to watch defensive players stay on their feet? Give out technical fouls for flopping. It will stop immediately. The NHL gives out embellishment penalties. Oh, how could they tell? Well, they can tell. And you know what? Because it's subjective. The NHL players, they never flop. You never see it. Because if the referee thinks that you're embellishing, you're going to get a minor penalty. So you know what will happen in the NBA? You don't want to get called for a technical foul? There will be zero flopping out there. Zero. That's how you get rid of flopping, because I don't want the official to even think I may have flopped. So I'm going to make sure everything in my power, I stay on my feet. That's a big deal. They should absolutely do that. I've been screaming that for years now. Big deal or not a big deal? So yesterday, NBA on TNT postgame inside the NBA, Charles Barkley, he had something to say about Lebatard.
Hey, guaranteed. Hey, fat Dan Lebatard and your fat daddy, sweet Miss Lourdes, I'll see you Saturday. Guaranteed!
I mean, I gotta go big deal. I mean, nobody wants to be called fat on television. Dan Lebatard, your fat Dan Lebatard, your fat daddy. I mean, obviously, Lourdes, sweetest woman ever. I'm going big deal right there. I'm going big deal. Finally got one more for you here. Big deal or not a big deal? This Sunday night, huge night on HBO. The series finale of Succession. The best show on television. One of the all-time great shows. One of my all-time favorite shows. I'm sorry to see it end. I don't know how they're going to wrap it up in just one more episode. I know it's going to be wild, but that's a big deal. That's can't miss. This Sunday night series finale of HBO Succession, that's a big deal. And that right there, courtesy of Water Cleanup of Florida, 954-900-8635. Let them tell you if it's a big deal or not a big deal. Yes! All right. Hey, make sure you guys listen tomorrow. It's Still Real to Me right after WWE Crown Jewel. WWE Night of Champions. We will be doing a recap show, so make sure you check that out, of course. Hey, appreciate everybody listening today, listening the entire week. If you want to get at me, sponsorship opportunities, hit me up. My DMs are open, or jonathanzaslow@gmail.com. My email is in my Twitter bio. You could always hit me up. Maybe a partnership, maybe advertising, sponsorship works for you. Maybe it works for me. We could see if you could become part of the show. Hey, thanks to everybody who works behind the scenes putting together a great show today. Can't do it without you. We'll talk to you on Monday. Will the Heat be Eastern Conference champions? Hey! We'll talk to you on Monday. Zaslow Show 2.0. Know what that means. Ah, the show is over. What better time now than to go out back with a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. That's right. That's what I look forward to after every show. And now my day's work is done. I got a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. We're talking European roots with a Caribbean soul. I'm going to sit outside by the pool here at the Zaslow Mansion and just enjoy the rest of my day. Having a Johnny Cuba makes me feel like I'm right back in the Caribbean. We're talking a refreshing German lager in a can. You can get it anywhere. Sedano's, Presidente, Winn-Dixie. And right now, you got special holiday prices on six packs of Johnny Cuba. Make sure you pick up your Johnny Cuba merch as well. We got the hot sauce coming up. Johnny Cuba. Stay tranquilo, because more is always brewing.